We take you now to a dentist's office where we find the doctor working on a patient.
There now, Mr. Jones. This won't hurt a bit.
It sure won't hurt, Doc.
Not at all.
Chicken, you know.
Just rest your head back here.
All right.
Open your mouth wide. Now, let me just one little bit more drum in here.
Ah,
that's not going to hurt. Be big, be big.
Doc, no.
Just one more little spurt.
Oh, Doc,
there we go. Now, it's all fine.
Oh.
You just rest here. That's right. Let me get the sutures out here.
You get the sutures. Oh.
Open your mouth again a little bit. Let me get a hold of that tooth here, and I'll just
easy.
Pull. I'll just pull. Sorry, Mr. Jones. I turned on the radio when I fell back there with my arm. Excuse me, I'll turn it right off.
No, that's all right, Doc. That's my favorite program, The Joy Boys. Funny thing, Doc, my teeth don't hurt a bit now.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, hi again, everybody. Ed Walker here, and this is Volume 4 of Remembering the Joy Boys. This one we're calling Joy Boys Milestones, and you'll see why as we get into this thing. The first cut begins with the last show before Willard went in the Navy in 1956, but in it we have a clip from the first show, which was from July the 11th, 1955. We weren't even known as the Joy Boys in these days. In fact, our theme was different. It was the Sicilian Tarantella. Maybe you'll recognize it when you hear it anyway. So here we go with the first Joy Boys show on WRC.
Speaking to you from the bathhouse at the YMCA.
You can kill the theme, George.
I sure as I'm feeling terrible today.
George, kill the theme. Thank you. What's the matter, Aldo?
I'm just so upset. I just understand you ain't going to be on no more in the afternoon.
Oh, I didn't know you were that loyal to the program.
My heart.
Do you really feel that bad about leaving the show?
No, it's overtime I'm going to lose.
I figured as much. I didn't think you had any loyalty in that big old heart of yours.
Yeah, but it was just July the 11th, 1955 that we began this whole thing.
Yes, and management's regretted that ever since. But we're happy to be on the air, and we're happy to have had so many friends call us up and send us those scorpions and tarantulas.
Poison pen letters and things.
Who has
like
never
that.
Had it so good since we've been on the air?
Yeah, we've had a lot of nice awards.
We have a nice letter, if you'd like to hear that.
Well, let's hear the letter.
This is an awfully nice telegram that was sent to us this morning. It says, "We can't possibly tell you how much we hate to see you leave the air. Since you started your program over a year ago, our ratings have skyrocketed. We will miss you with more than a casual fund." That's from the management and staff of WTOP.
Oh, that's nice. Bob Shannon. Thank you, Bob. Bob has been our recording engineer for the past 2 years.
He works with Patty Cavan and all the big stars.
Yeah.
And he knows.
He got an excerpt from the first show that was July the 11th, 1955.
You are there.
Yeah. Pardon me. And we went on just 2 days after NBC's new monitor went on, remember?
That's right. Monitor's still on, remember?
Yeah, and we're going off.
Yeah, remember.
Shows you who rates.
Yeah.
And so we thought we'd do an excerpt from that first show, if you care to listen to it.
I don't
Let's go back now to July the 11th, 1955.
Say what, Ed?
What?
Hey, there it is.
Yeah.
Stand by. It's the special thing we've been waiting for.
This is Janitor, the new NBC cleaning service operating continuously for 2.5 minutes. Here are the news headlines as of this hour. Lee surrenders at Appomattox.
General Lee had little to say about this when last contacted at Janitor's Appomattox headquarters, but the General's horse, Traveler, did. Here now, by direct broadcast, is Appomattox and Traveler.
Late baseball scores.
Cleveland.
Ohio.
Detroit.
Michigan.
Baltimore.
Maryland.
Washington.
D.C.
Now, Janitor takes a look at the weather.
Paris, 78. Clear. Rome, 83. Cloudy. Apalachicola. Hard to pronounce. Altered rest. 108. Dirty. Pimlico. Clear and fast. Two-Ah Diddy.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Monitor. Janitor.
Yes, yes.
What's Two-Ah Diddy?
Well, it ain't no town and it ain't no city, but it's awful small and awful pretty. Well, Two-Ah Diddy.
Janitor, moving things and bumming around. Take one.
No, I'll take two. They're small.
Thank you. Don't mind if I dug you. Janitor, in connection with the transit strike in Washington, D.C., has set up its microphone in the committee hearing room. The next voice you will hear will be that of Mr. Louis Wolfson, chairman of the board of CTC. Mr. Louis Wolfson.
This is Janitor, transcribed and direct, now back to Radio Central in Moscow.
That's the way it sounded back in 55.
Pretty dull show. I thought we'd stay on the air for a year and a half.
Well, I've been telling you that for a year and a half. Nobody ever listened to me.
Well, Socky Sipper,
hey,
welcome.
Anchors away, my boy.
Well, not you, too. I've been trying to forget it all day.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll hear two chimes. The third one will not be rung until we return in 2 years.
Say now, a dramatic close. I feel like I'm really going someplace. Mrs. Housewife, or did I read that one? I think I did. They're both Mrs. Housewife. Shop the modern way. Shop Federal supermarkets. They're different stores, though. When you finish buying your groceries, let us carry you to your car or deliver you to your home. Yes, at Federal supermarkets, you'll find services just as important as quality and price and friends and love and life and happiness and lots of good luck all across the
country. Hey, Mac.
Yes, dear.
I'm Mr. Housewife.
Well, I'm sorry. You're not in this one. WRC and WRC-FM. It's 1:30. Here comes Gene Autry.
All right, sir.
Okay, now, the next clips are from the year 1959. First of all, you're going to hear it when the Joy Boys make it to network time. We actually went on the network, believe it or not. Now, the quality of some of these isn't pristine, so I hope you'll bear with us. Then, our takeoff on 77 Sunset Strip. We called it 33 and a Third Sunset Strip, okay? Also, from 1959, our all-night New Year's Eve broadcast. Here it is.
Milestone was reached in the broadcasting industry. The Walker Scott team of WRC, NBC, and Washington made the NBC radio network on its network time. And right now, at this very moment in Washington, D.C., thousands of telegrams are pouring in. Phone calls are coming in by the thousands. All over the country, people are talking about the Walker Scott Show. Mrs. Polly Wally Doodle All the Day of Alexandria, Virginia, was heard to say,
I lost $100 because I wasn't listening to WWWW and I listened to the Scott and Walker Show on network time. I'm disgusted.
Jeff Huntley and David Brinkley, the famous team on NBC television, were heard to comment.
Good grief, Chet.
Good heavens, David. And President Eisenhower, the President of the United States, was heard to say after hearing the Walker Scott Show, And just recently, a telegram came to our studios which told us this message from the broadcasting president's industry.
Never before has so much been done for the radio industry. I can't thank you enough for what you've done to improve our stand in radio.
Is that from the president of NBC?
No, Bill Paley at CBS.
Oh, brother, we're in. Today on television, two types of programs are certainly more prevalent than all other types put together. They are, one, the Western, with the typical Western actors, and two, the new and exciting, newest of all new adventure detective programs, the type of program that uses detectives with modern background music taken from jazz. We would like to show you what could possibly happen in one of these new jazz detective programs. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present, for your listening pleasure,
Warner Sisters, the greatest name in motion pictures and television, presents 33 and a Third Sunset Strip.
Hello, my name is Peter Staccato. I'm a private detective. I work at 33 and a Third Sunset Strip. Some people call it Mama's. Some people call it Papa's. But no matter what you call it, it's still 33 and a Third Sunset Strip. Some people call it a drag.
A drag strip.
What a drag.
Pretty bad. We had a special job. Hey, fellas, would you mind knocking off? Music's getting a little loud.
Now, we are like men. We're paid scale through this. We realize we are hired.
Could old acquaintance be forgotten?
Hello, Emma.
Never brought to mind. There we are. Hello, Gertrude. How are you, dear?
Just fine. Put the old bird down here.
All right, there we are.
Okay, here it is, another New Year's Eve, and we're picking pin feathers out of our New Year's Day bird.
Yes, we've been doing that for 20 years, you know that?
There's a pin feather there.
Yes, this is the wildest night of the year for us. I think we sit up till 10:30, 11 o'clock.
We devil.
Oh, we sure are. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Emma. You know something, Emma.
What, Gertrude?
This is the funniest looking bird that I've ever seen.
He does look kind of strange, doesn't he?
All these different colored feathers. Now, what is this?
I don't know. What do you think he is?
Wait a minute.
What?
This looks like the NBC color peacock.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
New Year's Eve, 1959. Live and parboiled from our studios in Washington, the National Broadcasting Company presents from now until next year, The Walker Scott Show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, 1959's gift to the soaring 60s, Ed Walker and Willard Scott.
Thank you.
Well, never in my life anything like it. The studio is loaded.
So is some of the people in the studio.
Yeah, I mean. From now until next year, it's The Walker Scott Show. That's Ed Walker, the fifth fellow there.
That other guy over there is Willard Scott, and in the control room, surrounded by tape recorders and turntables, is...
Good old Arthur Page, our engineer. Arthur.
Uh-oh. That's for me. It's on the air.
Supposed to have an announcer on duty to do some background.
This is Harry Legs broadcasting from Hotshot number 32 in Cheverly, Maryland. As you can tell, the New Year's Eve party is in full swing. Hiya, honey. See you in a minute. I'll kiss you. Happy New Year. All right, there. Steady. A little ice in there, will you?
Harry, would you? Harry?
What?
Harry, this is Scott back in the studio.
Hi, back in the studio. How are you?
What seems to be going on over there?
Well, they're just having a little game. Pin the tail on the donkey, and the guy that's the donkey doesn't want to be.
Who's this? Program director?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you better switch it back over here. I think we'll join you later on.
This is Harry Lane, switching you back to the studios. We'll return shortly.
Well, I'd like to have the Band-Aid concession over there.
The next five clips are from 1960. The first one is the first program we did for the Armed Forces Radio Service, believe it or not. We were heard on AFRS for a while. And then the next one will be all about the Democratic Convention in 1960. That might be a little period piece for you. And then Khrushchev slamming his shoe on the table. Remember that? That made the news. The next one would be the Kennedy-Nixon debate, the one they did here at NBC in Washington. They preempt the Joy Boy show. We're not happy about that, and we do a little bit about it. And then the next one is behind the scenes at the great debate.
I must say, it's good to be back from vacation. This is Ed Walker here, across the table from me.
Willard Squat and Eddie, we had many nice calls, but the show will continue on the air, and don't you worry about a thing. I fought for us, and we're going to make it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you held up the ship while I was away.
Don't worry about a thing. Somebody's knocking.
And,
come in.
Come in, please.
Yeah. Good evening, fellas. How do you do? Charlie Staffer is my name, one of the announcers here.
Charlie, all you do is system cues on the network.
Well, from now on, I'm going to be a regular feature on your show.
What do you mean?
Orders from management.
Well, they're back in business again, eh?
That's right. They've never been away.
What's the
order?
They're
hibernating a little, that's all.
They play hide...
But I have a...
seek.
I have a little job here, and I hope you won't mind if I come in and do this on your show.
What's your job?
This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
Hey, that's all right. Wonderful. That's great. Well, Charlie, that's nice. And, of course, Eddie, did you know... I mean, I'm sure you did, because I told you earlier... And your mother told you, she's really clever about these things. She's sort of the Dorothy Kilgallen of the Warren Street crowd. He picked up on all those dirty rumors. We are going to have our show played to the armed forces overseas.
Right.
And this is the first
this
one.
This is the first day. So greetings to all you fellows in Korea, in Germany, in France, wherever they're stationed, all over the world. This is quite a thrill for us, and we're very happy about it.
I understand the Eskimos are complaining.
That's right.
You got too much blubber up there.
And I don't know. There's a lot of guys that...
Blabber, I'm sorry.
A lot of guys that are trying to get out now. They found out we're on the air, and they're trying to get out of the service, but, you know. We have a nice show, though, we think, coming up for today.
Yeah, we have Sergeant Sock. He's the man in charge over here. He's from the Army. He's a representative over there.
All right, you guys, let's shape up. We got a great show coming up here. One of our boys will be entertained.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Keep laughing.
Yeah, okay.
Get me?
Yeah. Okay, Sergeant.
I'm going to stand by and personally approve every joke you guys do. If you don't like it, it's 10 demerits each time.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Right.
Sergeant Sock is going to be our Army representative, and he'll take care of us. In some small way.
What do we have on our show for this evening?
Coming up on tonight's program, two actors backstage are going to demonstrate the wonderful art of making up.
Mm-hmm.
Our monitor reporters are going to take care of this for us.
Yeah.
We will also interview a prune pitter. Ready?
Oh, that sounds like a novel. a prune pitter.
Yeah,
right?
Well, this is a rare old, it's a Indonesian art, actually.
Is that right?
High up in the Indonesian Andes.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
Arthur Codfish is going to read poetry for us.
I'm still waiting.
All right, Sergeant.
No laughs yet.
All right, Sergeant. Would you, my Sergeant, would you, Bob Haynes, Bob, would you, Bob, yeah, Bobby, walk the Sergeant out so he can hear this. Sergeant, the show sounds much better on a speaker.
Three, four,
okay,
one,
thank you.
Two,
okay.
Three, four,
I think Charlie Stamper.
Yes, yes.
Would you leave the studio? We are very nervous when we have people.
You want me to leave, too?
Yeah.
I've said
you,
my line.
No, you come in. Remember, you come in at the end of the show and say this.
Oh, fine.
What's
fine.
The line again now?
This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
Thank you.
I better go out and rehearse that.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
A big line.
Hello,
okay.
Fellas.
We're slowly getting everybody out of the studio here. Georgie Brewington's our engineer on the board. Arthur Page is back.
Back from vacation. What a nothing.
Thank you, Arthur.
Do we have an award today?
Yes, we do, Eddie. The golf pros from all the Washington country clubs have just voted this show so far under par is a hole-in-one.
Here is a late bulletin from the WRC newsroom. Senator John Kennedy has just announced at a news conference in Los Angeles that he warns Senator Lyndon Johnson as his vice presidential running mate. The convention is expected to give the choice its quick approval. That's a late bulletin from the WRC newsroom in Washington.
Look, we're on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Morgan Beatty in B2Me in
NBC News.
NBC News. Speaking to you from. From the sports arena. High tops and. Los Angeles Harbor, looking out over this crowd of delegates. I can see down on the floor there's about 15, I would say 20. How many do you see, Dick?
Oh, I'd say there's easily 15,000 in the arena right now, Mo.
I think things have been cut, ladies and gentlemen. Things have been just a little bit quiet over the past couple of hours. We've been up here broadcasting our brains out, doing all we could to bring you first-hand reports, but nothing too sensational happened. Dick, if you don't mind, I'm going to go on down and get a couple of hamburgers and a couple of cups of coffee.
Oh, if I were you, they're about to cast the ballot. I don't think
you'd
better leave.
My stomach aches, my throat's cut, Dick. I got to get something to eat. I'm starving to death.
Well, Mo, I don't really think you ought to go now. But
let me tell you something, Dick. If you used to put a slice of bologna on my head, my tongue would beat my brains out trying to get to it.
Very humorous.
I've got a good...
I must say.
Would you like a little onion on yours and some mustard and a cup of...
If you're going, bring me a cup of coffee.
Cream in the coffee?
Yeah, cream in the
coffee. Okay, excuse me. I'll be back in a second here.
Mo,
things
really
have been kind of quiet. I'll be seeing
you. Ladies and gentlemen, while Mo is out of the booth, I really don't think he should have gone. We find here that things are moving along at a great pace now. I can see that the ballot has, yes, it's a
darkness here in front of.
Oh, thank you. I just received a bulletin here. The platform has been...
Bulletin, Mr. Darkness.
Thank you. The platform has been ratified. Everything is agreed to by the party. And we see in the second bulletin just handed me off the wire, we find that the candidate has won on the first ballot with an overwhelming majority. So this means, friends, that the convention is just about
to start.
The delegates are leaving the auditorium.
Coffee with cream.
They have all gone. The crowd is entirely gone now. There they go.
Here's a couple of hot dogs, and if I can't have the microphone for just a second, Dick, a couple of interesting things I learned down there by the hot dog vendors. I found out a couple of hot tips that I think you ought to hear about.
Oh.
Hmm?
Oh,
hmm?
I told you shouldn't have left. If you looked down...
Well, I know, outside. But it was very important that I found out what I did. There are two new phases that have entered this political picture that may be a reason why we'll be here all night.
Now, Mo, I've got to tell you, the candidate was elected on the first ballot.
The candidate was going to be elected on the first...
And
it already happened?
Yes, and the platform has been ratified. If you look down below, you will see that everyone has left the arena except the
ain't
people who are,
down there.
They are cleaning up
they
the
go?
Debris. They've all gone out
understand
to have a party. And so, friends...
Space is quieter than the inside of a... I don't get it.
We conclude our broadcast from the arena. Mo,
even
I told
the NBC
you...
NBC Mobile Accounting Department's gone. We don't even get paid for this gig, do we, Dick?
You shouldn't have gone out for that coffee.
Look, I'm going to get my money out of this thing. My wife is up there...
Walker Scott News Report on the visit to the United States of Premier Nikita Khrushchev. These are edited excerpts of tape never before heard on the air. The little-known facts about the behind-the-scenes visit of the Premier of Russia. For that report, the Walker Scott News Report presents Morgan Beatty Eyes.
And the news tonight is transcribed in live Hollywood, California. It seems to me that Luella... Oh, pardon me, got the wrong script here. The story of the hour, Nikita Khrushchev.
That's Nikita Khrushchev.
Oh, sorry, I blew that one again. Well, it's all over. Nikita is back home in Moscow once again. But the stories, the things that happened, the things he did, the things he said here will be remembered for years to come. And my colleague, Richard Darkness, has an on-the-spot report from Iowa, where Nikita Khrushchev had his old-fashioned country dinner with the Iowa-type folk. And here is Richard Darkness.
Thank you, Morgan. This is Richard Darkness in Iowa. Nikita Khrushchev had dinner last night at the home of the Garst. Very gracious host and hostess, I might add. And while they dined with pheasant under glass, roast duck, Iowa corn, the following scene took place. This is a recording of Premier Khrushchev.
The Prime Minister said, would you please pass him the salt and pepper, please? The Premier says that the salt shaker is stuck. He is attempting to... He said he's now got the salt shaker on stock and he enjoys the dinner very much. The Premier says, in all humbleness, could you please give him another napkin? This one keeps slipping off his lap.
And that's the report with Richard Darkness from Iowa. But there's another story. Yes, another even more important story. What about the dramatic story in Hollywood, California? Oh, but first, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's switch to Richard Darkness in Los Angeles.
Once again, Richard Darkness from Los Angeles. Today, Nikita Khrushchev paid a visit to Los Angeles, meeting some of the biggest stars in Hollywood. He's just concluded a dinner with some of the biggest stars in the country, where he enjoyed a wonderful meal. At that meal, Mr. Khrushchev made the following statement.
Mr. Khrushchev says that he is of the opinion that today in Hollywood, movies are better than ever, but he is very unhappy that he cannot visit Disneyland. Mr. Khrushchev says he wants to visit Disneyland and ride on some of the famous rides. The bobsled and the submarine. And he said that from now on, he is no longer going to be a Disneyland fan, but he will watch strictly Huckleberry Hound.
And that's our special report from Nikita Khrushchev. Thank you, Dick the Darkness. And now, back to our announcer, Don Old Ragweed.
You have just heard Journey to Confusion.
Howdy, folks. This is Old Granddad.
And Mr. Fix-It. Heinrich von Lein.
Anna Nim.
Orson Meyer.
Quite frankly, folks, we're a little put out about this whole thing. They didn't consult us when they took our time away, did they?
They certainly did not. I was having a great do-it-yourself project here, but we were telling you a great word. We were going to give the panel a good time this evening.
Well, I don't know about you fellas, but I kind of look forward to that check every week, you know. I mean, after all, I'm an old man here. Oh, well, we'll be back next Friday anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you on this short edition of the Joy Boys program. Willard Scott here.
Ed Walker here.
Reminding you that tonight at 7:30, a very historic thing will take place here at the National Broadcasting Company. We will present part two of the Great Debate with Senator John Kennedy and Vice President Richard Nixon.
In just one moment, we're going to take you behind the scenes and let you meet some of the people that have been milling around the NBC building here in Washington for the past few days. I don't think you have any idea of what preparations go into such a telecast.
We will interview some of the people who make tonight's program possible and some of the sidelights, so keep tuned. Right now, Edward, a word.
Safeway's famous S-brand sale is here again, so take advantage of this great food event and stock up now on all the fine quality S-brand foods that you'll find only at Safeway. These are the brands that are processed and fully guaranteed by Safeway, and here are some of the values that you'll find during this great event.
46-ounce can of Leilani pineapple grapefruit juice, 27 cents or 4 for $1. 46-ounce can of Townhouse orange juice, 35 cents or 3 for $1. 46-ounce can of Townhouse tomato juice, 27 cents or 3 for 79 cents. And 30-ounce can of Highway pork and beans, 20 cents or 3 for 55.
And you'll find more fine quality foods at comparable low prices, too, when you shop these items in the S-brand sale at Safeway. Your guarantee of high quality at low prices. So shop and save during the famous Safeway's S-brand sale. While you're shopping Safeway, pick up Volume 6 of the Golden Book Encyclopedia, only 99 cents at Safeway.
Would you introduce me now, because it is on tape, Eddie?
Oh, yes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Willard Scott.
Willard Scott speaking to you from upstairs here in Studio A of the National Broadcasting Company, where in just about 20 minutes from now, the great debate will be heard. We are going to go behind the scenes and talk to some interesting people who are making tonight's program possible. We would like to speak, first of all, with the chief NBC page, Mr. Herkimer Clodd. Herkimer?
How do you do? Hi, Willard.
Welcome to the Joy Boys on the air, Herkimer.
Yeah, I've been on your show before.
Would you tell our listeners exactly what are the duties of a page during the great debate?
Well, there are many things that a page has to do. For instance, escorting people into the studios and holding the doors for distinguished people.
How do you determine who is a distinguished people?
They have worried looks. You know, they're gaunt.
I notice you're wearing a beautiful NBC page's uniform with epaulettes. You have a gorgeous cap on, very finely shaped, beautiful gold braid around you. But you're wearing tennis sneakers.
Yes, that's
right. Is there any reason for this?
That was the orders from the company. They don't want our shoes to squeak or make noise when the microphones are on.
How many pages are there for this great debate?
I have 18 pages altogether. That's almost a book.
Well, thank you, Herkimer. I think I'm going to switch now to my colleague, Ed Walker, who's at the other side of the hall. Come in, Ed Walker, who's going to interview the coat rack attendant.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed Walker speaking to you from outside the main television studio here at NBC, where we're going to talk to the coat rack attendant. Mr. Harris Tweed. Mr. Tweed, can we have a word with you for just a moment, please?
How do you do, Mr. Walker?
Well, usually when people check their coats, they receive a little wooden number tag or something so they'll know which coat.
Or a metallic button, that's right.
Yes, well, you're not doing that. What exactly
are
you doing?
Well, that's why I got to. It was on that grounds that I got the concession to check the coats and hats here.
I see.
Notice this little emblem here?
Oh, yes, a little donkey.
This is a donkey. For all the Democrats, I have, and on the back of the donkey is a number.
Oh, I see. And how about for the Republicans?
For the Republicans.
Uh-huh. And for the ladies, what do you have?
Little mink-lined hangers over there to hang up their garments.
Very nice. And, of course, you have an awful lot of press and newspaper men here.
What a big barrel over there. We just throw their coats in the barrel. They're not too particular. You know, those guys are on the go all the time.
They're not fussy at all. I see.
Another reporter from the News Post Star came in their time.
And I notice also, Mr. Tweed, that you have a big counter full of films and flashbulbs.
Well, you know how it is here. People can't resist taking pictures of all the dignitaries. So, you know, what the heck? A few bucks on the side never hurt anybody. We sell these out here.
Besides some of the newspaper men.
Would you like to buy some 620 Kodachrome here?
No, thank you. We
special
have to
buy two rolls
now back
cents.
To Willard Scott.
How about a Brownie Hawk guy? We got a beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eddie. What have you got here? Speaking to you right from the speaker's rostrum where this great debate will take place. We are speaking now with the man who's in charge of the great security program for the entire building. Just come over here, sir. Mr. Mason Perry.
Yes, how do you do?
Welcome to our program, Mr. Perry.
Thank you. What's your name?
What are you got?
You have clearance to be in here? Let me see your
I'm doing no, sir. I just am an interview. Would you speak to this microphone?
What is that in your hand?
The microphone, sir.
Let me check it and make sure that
it's our microphone. Please, don't mess with the equipment. Please,
I better dunk
get your hands off the equipment now. Will you please?
All right.
Look, thank you.
Right.
Maybe I better dunk it in water there.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. Your face looks awfully familiar to me. Let me just...
I'm a TV star.
Check through my wanted circulars that I always carry with me here. There you are, right there. Babyface McCloud.
No, I'm Willard Scott.
Come on, McCloud. You're going back to the office. We're going to lock you up after the show, and then we'll settle with you later. Come
on, officer. Try to understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed Walker. Seems to be a little problem here, so we'll switch back to the studio for a word from our sponsor.
Two clips now from 1965. Number one would be Huntley and Brinkley saying goodnight to each other, like they used to do on television a lot, you know? Okay. And the next one is the Joy Boys moved to the Showcase. They changed the program schedule around. They created a program at 7:05 in the evening, called it the Showcase. And we were on there one night a week, and every other disc jockey had his spot in the Showcase, too.
A radio exclusive. Many nights on television, you've heard the famous Huntley-Brinkley report. Tonight, our special candid microphone is outside the NBC building, as we will actually hear David Brinkley and Chet Huntley saying goodnight to one another. David Brinkley speaks first as he gets in his car and says,
goodnight, Chet.
Good night, David. I've just got to get myself a new car.
Time once again for the Joy Boys program for Tuesday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here, and a great big beautiful day it's been in the nation's capital. The sun was shining, the temperature's up in the 50s, and everybody here feels like spring.
It's been lousy up here in Alaska, where we hear you on Armed Forces Radio.
One of our far-flung listeners who wasn't flung quite far enough, all the engineers are chirping like birds. Their engineering staff is for the birds, but on our program, we're doing all yet.
Little so Bobby, is the talent.
Arthur Page is the
yes.
one who's growling.
Bah.
Little Bobby Shetton is back up there in his perch.
Woo.
And scratching his gravel with linseed oil is our good friend, the mystery man. I can't understand it. Really, it's more than I can comprehend in my feeble little Virginia mind.
Well, what are you talking about?
Well, Eddie, I mean, you and I have been together as partners for 10 years.
10 years.
Do you realize?
Right. Yes, I realize.
We started in college together.
Yeah, that's right.
We got along with our professors at school. We had friends in the fraternity. We never made enemies anywhere, did we?
No.
We got along with everybody. Advertising agents, sponsors. And now look what you've done.
Well, I couldn't help it.
You got us thrown off the air 4 days of the week. We only got one day left that we can have our fun and look at the money we've lost.
You can't hold me responsible for the whole thing. I mean, after all.
But why did you do it?
Well, I didn't know I was doing anything. What did I do that was so bad?
Didn't you know the program director was standing behind the car in the parking lot?
Of course I didn't know it.
But, yeah, well, why? I mean, couldn't you look out the window, or didn't you hear him yell or anything?
No, I had the windows up and the air conditioning on.
But you backed right over him. I mean, you ran right over the guy.
I didn't know it was in reverse. See,
didn't you hear it? Did you feel a thump or something?
No, you torsion air ride. You don't feel any bumps in these.
And then you put it in reverse and ran back over him again.
Right.
I mean, you hit him twice.
I couldn't help it.
And you got us thrown off the air. I just don't understand it, Eddie. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't see how you can hold me... Got a little limp there, Bill.
Hello, boys.
Bill Fleece and our program director. Hi,
don't
Bill.
Speak to me, you.
Well, are
AJ
you?
Foy to the low price field.
Now, wait a minute, Bill.
No. Scott?
Yes, sir, Mr. Grayson.
Here's the music sheet for your show.
What music sheet? We always pick our own music on this show.
Well, how long are you guys on tonight?
Well, 25 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. Here's the music sheet.
Wait a minute. Grieg's Piano Concerto.
In its entirety.
That's 35 minutes.
12.
Hey,
also,
Bill.
And you're recording the Grand Canyon Suite with sound effects.
Yeah, Bill.
You should use that.
I don't want to get personal or anything, but did you fall asleep on a sofa or something?
No, that's the tire tread left from your car on my head.
Gee, I'm sorry about that, Bill. I really...
And there's still pieces of my horn rim glasses in my shirt, and I hope I blew out one of your tires.
That's a lot. Listen, I don't...
And if you don't shut up, I'll take you off this show.
Well, why did you take us off 4 days of the week? It was an accident. I didn't mean to run you down.
Forget it. Now play the theme, and let's see if we can make this one work.
Well... Thank you.
Here an applause.
Thank you. It's nice to have a few staunch supporters here, and it's time for the Joy Boys program for this Friday night.
Before we continue our program any further, I think we ought to make it clear to our audience our programming schedule, sort of like giving lunar readings. We will be on again in the third full moon of 1968. You'll be able to tune us in on FM. Then, then for our third program, we'll be on in 1984, and that will be the third full moon after the second blast of warm air from the December sky.
And possibly, if everything works out, we'll be on once again in the year 2042, depending, of course, on the vernal equinox and the Halley's Comet.
And M.O. Yeah. Consult your local Ouija board for complete details.
Well, what do we have? Thank you. Thank you. What do we have?
Sure.
You didn't tell me we're going to have to applaud so much.
Sounds like a on-the-air chalk talk or something here.
Well, what do we have coming up on our little show this evening?
Tonight, the Sodbusters. We're going to interview some people in the halls, and Arthur Codfish will be here.
Yes, and I want you to know the people haven't forgotten us because we have an award this evening. Well, would you like to tell them what it is, please?
Yes, we do, Ed. I understand the No Deposit Bottle Manufacturing Corporation have just voted you and me the two biggest throwaways in radio. Would you start Greg's piano concerto, and we'll cut it just as soon as we can get a place to cut it.
Two clips now from two individual programs. Willard and I had our own shows, aside from working together. The first one is one that Willard did called The Compact Show, and you'll hear a little bit of Willard. That was a show heard in the evening about 7:45, and this was back in 1964. After that, part of my show called The Time for Music. This is from 1957. You notice we use a time beeper when we give time signals. That was big stuff back in the 50s, you know, like a lot of the rock stations did that, okay? So here's Willard and yours truly, individually.
Welcome to Compact Show this evening, radio's finest quarter of an hour, the only program of its kind in the world dedicated expressly to people who drive little cars and who believe good things still come in small packages, like five-string banjos. Thanks to Jeff Donnelly, our technical supervisor. This is Walter Scott, pardon me, Willard Scott speaking. Al Ross, your timekeeper, is currently playing the role of your vacationing timekeeper, Hollis Cragen Wright, Jr. Yeah, that's right. Is taking over the morning microphone until August the 17th, playing happy music, giving frequent time checks, making way for WRC and NBC News and Weather. Monday through Friday, 5:30 till 10 o'clock, Saturdays until 9:30. Hollis Cragen Wright, WRC AM and FM Washington.
They're the Andrews Sisters and the song from the 1920s called That Naughty Waltz. 13 minutes after 10, the time at WRC. Music performed by Eddie Haywood at the piano. Here's the St. Louis Blues. Remember this one? Eddie Haywood at the piano, that's the St. Louis Blues, a real fine interpretation, a little different possibly. Time right now, 15 and a half minutes past 10 o'clock. This is Ed Walker with Records on Time for Music, coming your way from WRC and WRC-FM, NBC in Washington, where you hear the sound of quality. Music on Records on this rainy Wednesday evening, from now till shortly before 1 a.m. this morning. This is Ed Walker, Arthur Semigan there playing it at the present time. Earl Grant sings for you now, his newest recording titled An Imitation of Life. Mm-hmm.
Here are a couple of clips from 1960. The Dollhouse. Remember the Dollhouse broadcast we used to do in the lobby? Well, the next two clips are from 1960. And then we have the famous Eddie Leonard commercial. It wouldn't be complete without that, would it? Eddie Leonard sandwich shops. I can hear it now.
Well,
Santa's got a little bedraggled, but he's still got a little energy left in him there.
Almost blew his cue there.
Yeah.
So we're going to lose old Santa.
Yeah.
He has a fallen stomach there. Along with everything else here at NBC, his stomach droops.
All right, Willard, are you ready to play Dollhouse Quiz now? I say there.
Hello there.
You're ready?
Welcome.
We're waiting for you. Come in and...
We thought we'd have some fun and play a little quiz game. As you know, Dollhouse Quiz is a very simple game to play. Congratulations. Shake hands, come out fighting, and get your tennis sneakers off because this is
the
high class.
I feel like the referee in the middle here.
Well, you may have to help on a couple of answers to these questions, okay?
I'm
sure they are, but there may be one or two things they'll need, some pointers from somebody who knows, who really cares, and I love both of you, but I'm going to leave you because your mother's beautiful, so goodbye.
It's not my mother.
They don't. I tell you, these kids are trying to get rid of you. Okay. Remember now, for each answer that you give us correctly, you will get nothing. But if you answer all three questions correctly, I will reach in my pocket. I have a wallet. I had a wallet back here. All right. Lock the doors. Nobody leaves. I had my wallet lifted. One of you guys got to come around my wallet. Now, where is it? Now, I'll give you a dollar if you answer all three questions correctly. If, on the other hand, you answer none of the questions correctly, you have to give $3 to the Dollhouse. For each question you answer, I don't even know where we are. I'll tell you about that later. Okay, now here's the first question. Goldie Ahern owns a fine restaurant in Washington. Diamond Jim Brady was a big spender, so they tell us. Who is the lady known as the hostess with the mostest and who's known as a party giver in Washington to give all kinds of parties? Also, her name is a jewel.
Pearl Mester.
Hey, nice. Let's hear it for the Pearl Mester crowd. Come on, guys. Applaud themselves, isn't it? Okay, this is a trick question, so get your trick knee out and let's go. A duke's wife is called a...
Duchess.
A lord's wife is called a...
Lady.
All right, now for our $1 question, what was the czar's wife called?
Czarina.
No, it's Sardina. Oh, yeah, you're right. A czarina is what they put in cans. All right, now here is the one that somebody may debate, but I think the question is pretty obvious. We all know that the Ohio River is one of the most beautiful rivers in America. It flows through the state of Indiana and it flows through the state of Ohio. Where does its headwaters begin? In what large city in Pennsylvania does the Ohio River begin? You've got to know this.
Pittsburgh
is right. They're jumping, I'm crying, their mother's leaving. Hold the microphone. I'll reach in my pocket, and I will whip out a dollar to totally the short cord. $1. You pay me $3. Wait a minute. $20.
I'll take it.
That's the only $20 I got.
I'll sell you the mic.
I lifted that from the Dollhouse over here. There's $1. Now, you can either take that dollar home with you and blow it on anything you want, or you can give it to the Dollhouse to do the honorable thing. Now, I will be more than... That's a real dollar. There's a picture of General Sarnoff on the front of it. I know it's good. I made it myself, all right? Thank you. Congratulations. And I'm sorry you lost. I mean, I lost. I wanted to meet some other people for a second. Edward's over there trying to get Berlin. Hello. I'm in. Eddie just got the Titanic on that headset. I think we're in trouble.
Hello there. Yeah, I was noticing, Willard, that somebody somebody who won a dollar in your quiz just tried to sneak out without putting that dollar in the Dollhouse. And you know what we do to them, don't you? There we go. Nobody gets out of here. That's enough. That's smart. Goodbye.
Shot him right in their wallet. Are we still on? Did he
blow up? No, they just called the... Health Department, I think it was, took the show off the air about 10 minutes ago, and
most radio shows have to go through the Federal Communications Commission. This program is not licensed renewed to the Health Department once a month.
We hope you're having a good time with us. Walker and Scott, the Joy Boys, from WRC NBC in Washington. How is
that? WRC, Washington, D.C.
For our overseas audience in Virginia, we did it in...
Thank you. Hold up. Bless your heart.
I thought
the hound dog woke up. He rolled over.
Woke him right up, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I thought he's getting all excited there.
Ah, well, you know.
One ear went up.
Is that right? That's unusual?
Yes. And then he tucked his tail, twixt his legs, and left town.
Oh, I see. No, he didn't leave town. He's heading for Eddie Leonard's to get him a sandwich right now.
A hot dog.
Eddie Leonard's Sandwich Shop, you should try them. For the very best in sandwiches, just buy them. No matter where you are, you'll find that you're not far from an Eddie Leonard's Sandwich Shop. Every sandwich will please, 15 varieties, open late every night. You'll enjoy a tasty bite, pick some up, take them home. Once you do, you'll never roam from an Eddie Leonard's Sandwich Shop. So take that short drive for a large measure of sandwich and pizza pleasure at an Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shop. You're never far from an Eddie Leonard Sandwich Shop.
Okay, what else you got over there? I'm hungry. What you got, Eddie Leonard's?
Anything you like, the meatball sandwich.
Meatball
the,
sandwich.
Oh, there's that. They take a half a Ottenburg bread loaf roll, and they take the inside out, see?
Yeah, well.
And they gut it, I think is the expression. Back in the restaurant business.
Nice.
And then we pack it full of meatballs and juice, all sorts of onions, and a couple of hunks of big chesalalanias.
What else
and you bite, huh?
What else you got?
The bill.
I don't want a meatball sandwich.
No, it's good. That's the best sandwich. That and the Eddie Leonard original. A steak sandwich is fabulous.
Yeah.
A delicate, sliced, thin piece of steak that you can admire the pattern of the silverware through.
How about a pizza?
Marmalade. Huh?
Pizza.
Yeah, we got one of those. It leans a little, though.
Yeah.
Now, they've got delicious pizzas. You like pizzas? Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza.
P-I-Z-Z-A.
Oh,
pizza.
It looks like pizza.
Pizza.
I like one of them.
Huh?
With some sausage on it. Some mushroom. Some up there, Regino.
Regino. Yeah, he works another station.
I like it. I like
Don't promote
it.
The opposition
okay,
here.
Well, you fix me up one to go.
Okay.
And,
you're the one to go
right
now. Get out of here. You're Norman Goofoff, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Now, here is the beginning of our last WRC radio show back in 1972. We're about to go off the air on that station after some 17 years, I guess. And then the end of the WRC last radio show.
Well, sir.
Yes, James.
The car is out front, sir.
We still have 4 hours to go. We're not quite ready to leave, but we better load it up, all right? Do you want to check the list?
Your fan mail is packed in the suitcase.
Fan mail, very good.
All your phonograph records, sir, have been placed in the trunk.
The tapes.
Lights just blew and ruined our opening. We're doing this for television, sir, you know,
Yes.
These fellows here say I'm picking their ear. They're TV people.
Did you, you have the tapes packed?
I have the tapes packed, sir.
You do have the tapes packed.
Yes, I'm filling so we can get the lights back on, sir. We were doing all right till we brought a lighting man in. You know, did you notice that, sir? Well, we'll do it again. I have your old commercials here, sir.
All the old commercials.
All your old commercials.
All right, we better pack them, too, Jeeves, if you don't mind. All right?
All right, here they are, sir.
Gee, I guess that's about everything up there that's got to go, right?
No, sir, not quite.
What else do we have?
You, sir.
Me? Just in case you didn't recognize that song, that is the theme we used to use when we started here on July the 11th, 1955. A momentous day in the annals of radio. That is called the Sicilian Tarantella. And that's done by, somebody's orchestra. But the fact is... Henry Rene. And that kind of music is in now. Anything Sicilian is in.
That's right. You should play it all the way through.
Okay, Guido, what do you think you should
play? I think you should play it. Hey, wait a minute.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of people have said that over the years, friends, but it is hello there one more time as we wrap it up. After 17 years, radio, let's wrap it right up. And this afternoon, we're going to try to recap.
Where do we deliver it, Mr. Walker?
Huh? Don't worry about it.
Where does it go?
I think it's spoiled. I think they'll take care of it up there. Yes, all right. And it's time to, just a minute. Let me. Hello.
Oh, hello, Mr. Walker.
Hello.
I can't tell you how sorry we are that you're leaving the air.
We really
are sorry.
You're really sorry that we're leaving
here. You're just going to break our hearts. We're just scared to death. We're sick to death.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm the program manager of WMAL. You may beat us now.
It's 3 minutes away from 6 o'clock, and what do you do in the last 3 minutes of the show? Hey, David, I get on mic. David Rush, who's been a newsman with us, who has suffered through our insults, our jibes,
50 years.
Yes, and it's true, David. You would never work in the same studio with us unless absolutely necessary, would you?
That is exactly right, and I can give away our secret now. The reason you were never able to break me up is because I had the monitor turned off and couldn't hear you.
You watched the light.
The only reason. Never would I work in the same studio with you.
I wanted you to tell that story.
I thought it was our breath there.
But well, that is the reason you were never able to break me up.
His breath?
Yes.
Now, you're dynamite, and the fact that you work up at another floor.
Yes.
You always turn the monitor down, and you would never. Remember the time we brought the tour in? We did get you
yes,
once.
Yes, you did.
You're in the lobby of the dollhouse.
Yeah.
And we haven't mentioned that on this show, but all the people that used to come to the dollhouse lobby, really, we've had three generations grow up around us in that lobby.
Makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Terribly old.
Yes, it does.
And you. Dependent. Desperately.
We got to thank a couple of people here this afternoon.
Thank you.
Dave, bless you.
Thank you very, very much.
For coming. And all the people that came by here today, we want to thank. And all the people, the many, many people that wrote to us, that called, and of course, our engineers. Without these guys, the show would have never been anything.
Well, hang
in, Mike. Really, I love them. And in the past, guys like Leroy Van Winkle and Art Semig and Bob Kenton,
Art Page,
and Bill Peoples, and guys that, you know, just did things above and beyond the call of duty for Jeff Blair, who was with us this afternoon too. And old Hanoi Hickman.
John Hickman. I think Cyrano said it, how fate loves a jest, but greatest people in the world.
Candy, I want to thank you, too, honey. Candy was just invaluable to me over the last couple of years down here. And all the people that died. What do you say?
I say let's leave on a positive note. We'll see you Monday morning on WWD. Don Lombardo's drummer goes berserk on a dance band remote tonight over NBC.
WRC Washington, it's 6 o'clock.
Then we have the next four clips from WWDC. We were a guest on the Johnny Holiday show. We did a guest spot on his show back in 1972. And then the Joy Boys' first show on WWDC. We were hired to do a show in the afternoon there, October the 24th, 1972.
Reggie Miller, if you're walking in the sunshine, I certainly like the way Roger sings this song. He sort of opens up a little. He sort of slurs his words when Roger sings, doesn't he? But doesn't he? You boys can just jump in anytime you want. We're going to set radio back this week. My friends, at least 20, 25 years, estimations are. That's live from Willard, Washington. Good morning. Welcome to the Johnny Holiday Show. And it's 9 minutes after 6 o'clock in this ungodly hour of the morning. It's Monday, and I'm delighted to have with me Willard Scott and Eddie Walker. We'll be here all week long. And as you know, I beg your pardon?
Eddie.
Wake up.
What's that? Where am I? Who deals?
This is the highest class operation I've ever worked
in. You like the paintings in the studio here?
I've never worked in a studio where we had our own John, and I think
that's
this is class.
Are you? Well, I can stop that, but I won't this early. Anyway, 8 o'clock, you get the good material going. Eddie and Willard.
Save it for drive time, will you?
Yes, why blow it all here with just eight people listening at 9
We picked a bum week to start. Why did you tell me this is still a Guido? Is Guido around?
Yeah, Guido? What is that?
Columbus saying we got to go.
I got to come. Listen,
I want to find out why it is you don't celebrate Columbus Day on the right day.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, Guido, that, you know, if you come over here, you're going to have to do it my way, you know.
Huh?
You know?
I didn't know I had competition here.
That's right, you know, I got a speech to thank, too, you know.
You know what I figure?
What's that? I mean, what's
you guys
that?
Both need throat pills.
Exactly right. Winner Scott Eddie Walker, for 20 years, were at the bottom of the dial. And now they've
bottom of the pile, John.
The bottom of the pile, yes. They've moved up to WWDC for this week, and we are delighted to have them. And I have to tell you guys, before we get to drive time, before the listeners start listening and waking up at 7 o'clock, I'll use all the bad material early. I think when you guys left the station, you left WRC. You left a fly in there. Well, there's a lot of things that will be coming through that door this morning, I guarantee you.
I thought it was Captain Dan with a thyroid.
No, he won't work today. This is Columbus Day. You showed an awful lot of class. Going
Dan
out
is Italian,
went.
Is he?
Excuse me?
Don't interrupt the
song.
Is
Dan
Italian? Or is it
Eddie, one thing you're going to have to learn, Eddie, when I talk, you can't speak. Now you're going to have to sit there.
One thing about Eddie, he's got a beautiful voice, got a fantastic mind, great comic, but he doesn't listen.
Terrible.
He wasn't even listening to you.
What'd I say, Eddie?
Huh? He was telling you how great you died on Friday.
But you guys were very good Friday. I listened to the whole show.
Well, we had the greatest turnout of people, you know, a genuine outpouring, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody from Sears and Woody's, every place Eddie owes money for the last 20 years, all the revolving cards. But they came by and drove some in Ramblers. One guy came by in the T-Bird. Yeah. We had a great crowd. Siegel's line. You hear Maury Siegel? He said it was the happiest funeral he's ever been to. He says, the last funeral I had, he was Hitler's.
I suppose $50,000 a year would be fine, Ed. Is that okay with you? $50,000 a year?
I'll settle for anything. Yes, indeed. We'll work out something here. Hey, it's good to be at WWDC. Son of a gun. We started moving in here a couple of days ago, and I must say the people are wonderful. And we want to thank all of you out there in Radio Land that called the station, and the people on the newspapers, Bernie Harrison and Tom Shales and people like that, and my partner Willard Scott, who has stuck with me. No, I read that wrong. He is stuck with me. That's the way it goes. But it's good to be here, right?
And all the guys have been so marvelous here at the station, starting with Big John in the morning. I think it's real high class to work with a station that has its own John in the morning. And we have one right here at the Big Twin W's. And Scotty, who did such a nice job of leaving the ticking bomb in the studio. And Freddie Knight, who left us some donuts. One of Fred's donuts.
Here, put one on the table.
And now, the continuing to the last story, As the Worm Turns, the story of Lahai, today, in a big city hospital, the joys and heartaches, the intrigues and the involvements of big city living. And all brought to you by Scott No More, the miracle plastic product of the space age to spray on your children to protect them from management and other noxious growth. It's early afternoon in Big City as the sound effects comes barreling in at the hospital backgrounds. You may hear in the background perhaps someone you know and love. For each day in a Big City hospital, a new drama unfolds. Nurses on the third floor have been tittering continuously for the last hour. Word is out that a big name stars in the hospital. A local radio jock of some note, a John Holliday, a fellow who does a morning show on WWDC Radio.
You see him, Mabel? He's a handsome devil.
Mr. Holliday has been signing autographs, but apparently this is not a personal appearance, but a personal reason that the young jock has come to the hospital. Quietly, the crowd disappears in the background.
Is that it?
You don't say that when you're doing the drama, Mr. Engineer. Just fade it down and out completely. As we go inside the doctor's office, through the door. It would be nice if the door would close and then the sound effects leave. Let's bring the sound up a little bit one more time. They go into the office and... Nice. That was real nice. They're now in the office of Dr. Arnold W. Zacharias. Dr. Zacharias is a psychologist at Big City Hospital. The nurse, Estelle Berione, greets the young jock, Mr. Holliday. As the nurse says...
Hey, come on. Sit down here, Mr. Holliday.
Good morning, nurse.
How do you do? The doctor will see you now.
Nurse, I'm quite concerned.
Yes.
I'm quite concerned about our helicopter pilot.
Captain Don.
Just a moment, Mr. Holliday. I am the doctor.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
We will not discuss the problems with the nurse. She is just a mere bookkeeper. Now, you are having a problem?
I'm quite concerned about your nurse also, doctor.
Yes,
as well
so
as
am I.
Captain Don.
I'm rather concerned about the bit at this stage of the game.
You were concerned about a certain helicopter pilot. What is his name?
Yes, I am concerned about the helicopter pilot, Captain Don, who seems to have a very sensitive approach to him these days. Captain Don is, I can say and quite honestly feel, he's one of my close friends, doctor. And something's wrong. He doesn't seem to be talking to people, doesn't seem to be getting along with people as he normally should, and thus my visit to you today, doctor.
Will you lie down on the couch with the Holliday?
I beg your pardon?
We will discuss it at great length.
Well, what have we here? The young jock John Holliday from WWDC is now stretched out prone on the couch in the doctor's office.
Get your feet off the couch, Mr. Holliday.
You won't want to miss tomorrow's engrossing scene as the worm turns when young WWDC morning jock John Holliday says,
if for only a moment to hear his blades chopping through the sky again.
The Worm Turns is written for radio by Denise and Damon De Valero and produced for radio by Pondaleo T. Thomas. This is the Damon Del Pandel production and comes to you from Washington. The noise in the background you heard was that of the newsman adjusting his equipment. Lord knows he needs it. Ta-ta.
And then the next four clips are from 1990 when Johnny Holliday, Willard, and myself got together filling in for Hardin and Weaver on WMAL.
And good morning.
Bill Vaudeville.
That's right. And we got something very important. We haven't done this morning. Dr. Vince Foggy is here to give us the pollen count today.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
Dr.
Dr.
Vance.
Okay, all over me, Doctor. Give me some Kleenex, will you, please? Yes. Eddie Walker and Willard Scott together. The Joy Boys are back in Washington. It's 13 minutes after.
Whitehall, relaxing condominiums in Bethesda. Price from the low 100s. Phone 656-7344 for details or see our ad in the Post. Equal housing opportunity. Sales by Robert and Brown Company.
One of those soft sell spots we all like to hear so much.
That's what I've been doing for the last couple of weeks.
You've been doing from here on in, too.
You're trying to shame me. I mean, I'm the only one who doesn't have a spot running on this show.
No, I heard about you. Went in the other day, and you just missed Willard. He was here doing 75 true value spots.
National spots, that's right.
Holliday. This is Pat Summerall. I don't need the work.
That's right. Holliday, Walker, and Scott for Willard for Hardin and Weaver this morning at WMAL until 10 o'clock.
Depend on it.
Thank you, Karen.
Right, thank you so much. And good morning, everybody. 20 minutes until the hour of 7 o'clock. Johnny Holliday with Ed Walker and Willard Scott. The Joy Boys have returned.
Yeah, I think I'm in love. I've never met Karen. I listen to her every morning. But all these people, I'm now seeing faces with names and voices. And I'm
not because when you're with us, you're always in the telephone with Frank and Jack.
Oh, sure.
Some exotic place. I mean, you were in Gaithersburg last week, and you were over in
Manassas
a couple of weeks ago.
Wonderful.
Place.
I haven't been in this studio since we were dead. We did a live broadcast with Bill Mayhew downstairs at a restaurant that burned down a week later.
I remember that. Yes.
I've always disaster follows us, Jim.
Do you smell something in the building now?
Well, the only thing hot in here is in the ashtray.
In the building. Hey, we thought we'd open up our
Sammy Farrow. I always associate Sammy Farrow with you guys.
Oh dear.
432 WMAL is our phone number. 432-9625. And Edward Miller and I will be together until 10 o'clock this morning.
Somebody get smart.
That's right. It's 20 minutes till 7 right now. Johnny Holliday, Eddie Walker, and Willard Scott, Hardin and Weaver, they're on vacation this week, and it's 9 minutes to go before the hour of 9 o'clock. WMAL's official 5 forecast. Read this, would you?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Read that.
It'll be partly sunny.
I give away the other stuff, but the weather, baby, that's running.
30% chance of showers this afternoon, the highest about 90, then tomorrow, mostly sunny, high in the 80s, then Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon and evening showers again, and high about 85 to 90 this morning in Washington, 78 degrees, and the chance of rain coming up later this afternoon.
All right.
Summer
loves
the taste of good old-fashioned ice cream.
Now, wait a minute.
Summer is...
I read that one?
Yeah, I read that one, yeah.
Oh.
That was a 125. You know what summertime means, staying out and enjoying the tremendous weather.
Yes.
After you spend the day running around, try some fresh seafood at the Market Inn.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. The Market Inn is now featuring serving New England lobster bait. This delicate French dish includes half-made lobster.
Made lobster.
What's the other half? Bay oysters. Cherry stone clams. Jumbo shrimp. Corn on the cob. Salad and steamed new potatoes.
Yes, sir.
The lobster special, just $17.95.
Why, they don't have it that cheap up to Maine.
You couldn't steal them. Of course, you work for the guests to get the getaway car out of them.
If this doesn't catch your attention, try some sea crab soup.
Now, that, wait a minute.
Sea crab soup?
You have to have pretty good eyes to tell a he crab from a she crab.
How do you tell a he crab?
It's only important if they know.
That's right.
Don't worry.
And even they don't know.
Just eat the thing and shut up.
Fresh swordfish, tuna, salmon, or jumbo stuffed crabs. The Market Inn is a seafood restaurant downtown that is reasonably priced, comfortable, and has wonderful Cajun food as well as every seafood dish
their own
you can imagine. That's right. Feel free to pick your own lobster at the Market Inn or try any of the fresh catch of the day like swordfish.
Willard over there picking his lobster right now.
That's right. That's delicious. I love it. I love it. I love
try
it.
Tuna with or without salmon. Horns. The Market Inn is located at 200 E Street near the Federal Center Southwest Metro with free valet parking. For reservations today and satisfy that seafood or Cajun craving, call 554-2100.
How's that?
554-2100. That is the Market Inn.
We used to go there when we between shows and when we were doing the local TV. Sue Simmons and Jim Vance, we would get in the car. I had an old Jeep in those days. And we used to go down to the Market Inn and have the best, and they had the greatest salad in the world with a kind of a ranch. Remember that ranch?
Yeah, ranch dressing.
Oh, boy. I liked that place. I really liked that place. Yeah. Do you think they'd give us a little free lunch if we went in there and did an appearance?
We did this about three or four more times before 10, we might be able to
do that.
Yes, 6.5 until 9.
I've dropped more plugs and bells.
Remember that. It's about 10:15 at WML, 9:45. Johnny Holiday, Willard Scott, and Eddie Walker today until 10 o'clock this morning.
Got a nice little fax, not a telegram. We're really with it, kids, a fax. This is from Bob Adams, and addressed to us. He says, my clock radio went off this morning, and I heard your voices. I thought someone during the night, that great programmer in the sky, had called me home to glory. And he goes on, he says, breeding exotic birds. Earlier this morning, we talked to a fellow in California who breeds birds. He said, breeding exotic birds is not all that bad. After all, when you've been in broadcasting as long as you have, propagating turkeys is a way of life. Hallelujah.
That's very good. Bob, thank you very much, Bob.
There's only one city that's number one. There's only one city that's number two. There's only one city in the country that's number three.
How can one city be all three?
The top three cities in America are. You ready?
Right.
The envelope, please.
The envelope, please.
Washington, D.C., number one.
Number one. Yes.
Washington, D.C., number two.
Yes.
Washington, D.C., number three.
Yes. I want to thank the city. I want to thank my manager. I want to thank the director.
Oh, well, we can do that on tape, and we'll edit that part out. But the fact is, there is no city like it. When it comes to shopping, we got the greatest shopping places in the whole wide world. Of course, we've got new modern malls. We've got the old standbys as well. When it comes to free attractions, no city can touch us with some of the greatest attractions going. Theaters, you name it. We've got the Kennedy Center, the National Theater, the Ford Theater, the Chevrolet Theater, the Mazda Theater. And then there's the...
Holland Theater, right?
Anyway, you check it out. And the weekend hotel rates are fantastic. I stayed in a hotel this week in town, and I couldn't believe the prices.
Yeah, but that was the hourly rate.
Thank you very much, Ed. If I could do that, thank you. Kiss me. That's the nicest thing anybody said to me in 20 years.
I hadn't lost it, as
pretty quick.
No,
I wish I had
really
lost it.
That's the problem.
That's when the guy changes the oxygen tank in my room.
New host, Mr. Scott.
But thank you and bless you, my son. There's no place like home. Click your heels three. Hang your heads together three times and say, no place like home.
No place like home.
No place like home.
No place like home. See,
Washington, D.C., senor. You check it out. For free fun and food, you check it out. 724-4091. Scratch the food and brochure and send this by to WQXR.
There you have Volume 4 of the Joy Boys Milestone.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio.
we chase electrons to and fro.
And that's the Joy Boys show for this evening. Hope you enjoyed it. We did, as you can tell. This is Ed Walker here.
I think this is one of the funniest shows I've ever heard in my life. I was sitting here laughing all during the whole thing.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow at 7:05, and we hope you'll join us then.
Thanks to Arthur Page, Bobby Shetton, and George Brewington.
This is Charles Stafford reminding you that this program is being heard overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
A funny thing happens to Morgan Beatty on his way to the studio tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
WRC, WRC-FM.
This is Morgan Beatty bringing you news of the world. Tonight in the headlines, the big story exclusive. The foundation stones for Kennedy foreign policy. The senator...